Here it goes, say. Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Seder Hasher Kelim Anikim and Ovi Chum. How to Kasher Kelim. This is the Sukkah. This is really the same place in the Gemara most of the time as the Sukkahs of Tfilas Kelim. From the last Simen, which is the very, very end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, I want to start with something that doesn't really make it into Shulchan Aruch. I think it's a good illustration of a very fundamental Hakira that maybe we won't explore as much as we could if we had, more leisure, but will, I think, be significant here and there, which is if you look in the Torah in the beginning of the turn of the Shilson, in the beginning of the Siman, they discuss which types of kelim can be kashered, which cannot. The truth is that let's read Aleph, and then we'll get to it. Halokeh kelim yishanim anov kacham kader shasham shem kacham kachmav shirin. Okay, what's the principle? We already discussed once how we get this from the Pesukim. The way it was used is the way you kasher it, which is nicknamed by the Achronim kibolo kach polto. In the Gemara, technically, that phrase is not used in this exact context. They say kitashmisha kachich shirin, but same basic idea, kibolo kach polto. If they're only used cold, you wash them cold. You just do regular dishwashing. You have to rub them hard with the water when you rinse them. You not just pour water over them, but like we do in the modern era. You rub them with a sponge. To get rid of all the spots on them. And then rinse it off with water. And you have to total, of course, the hanging target. Okay. Detail, not part of the conceptual structure of the siman, the detail of a particular case. This is a very specific detail. There were places where they would stick the barrel is made of, I think technically staves, right? Those like pieces of wood. So I don't mean stick glue it together, probably just seal it, right? How do you keep things from going out? You have to have some sort of sealant in between the staves of the barrel, and they would use chelev, and chelev is treif. So in some place, the minute you're allowed to keep wine in the barrels that are sealed in between the staves with chelev for a particular reason. They have a scientific determination, that wine does not absorb chelev, because wine runs away from chelev as it is, some corollary of water and oil don't mix, right? Wine is a water-based liquid. Probably not, I don't know if they say this about any water-based liquid, maybe probably not, but it's a particular water-based liquid which has other chemicals in it. Chelev is obviously fat. So somehow they have a masorah that the fat just does go into the chelev because it's something very specific to those two materials. Okay, people have this masorah, this minhag, keep this minhag, not so relevant for us because it's not extrapolatable to anything else necessarily, and we don't have barrels where they use chelev to seal in between the staves. So let's go to Vegas. Lachman, Kilim, Shashan, Shem, Mechamin. What if they're used for cooking with hot water? Okay, let's stop with the word ma'ilon. Whether they are, because we know not everything is hagalable, as it were. In the beginning, some Simon Tafta and Aleph will learn that, of course, what material kalim is not kasherable? Teres, right? But what types of kalim are kasherable? Mateches and Mateches and Eitz and Evan. How do we know Mateches? Well, the Mishnah, the end of Avodah Zarah, says, Halakhli Tashmash and Akam, Shadar, Lahakl Yagil, Lahagil Yagil, Lavin Bor, Lavin Bor. We already once mentioned this on the board. Remember, from summer show, Lahakl means to rinse it off. Lahagil means to do Hagal, if it was used to cooking with boiling water, Lavin Bor, if it was used for dry roasting, then you have to do Libun, which we will see. And it's talking at the very least about metal. Hashpud, v'ha'askila, ha'sakin. It's talking about spits and barbecue grills and knives, which are all metal. The Gemara gets into discussion here of tefilas kelim, which is all metal. Clearly, you can kasher metal. And as a matter of fact, we have this in the Chumash, right? V'im bechlina choshes b'shala, u'morak v'shutav b'mayim. Or in Parshas Matos, the Klei Midyan, achas ha'zahavi yasakasav sa'ed nechoshes yasha barzelas ha'dilias o'faris, which are the metals. Which we have the word a few years ago, somehow refers to Hagola and Liba. That's very clear. How do we know you can do How do we mean we can't do a galut cheres? That Torah he idal the cheres and he goes to the gafil the olam. Torah is made that you can't clean out cheres from its treifness. Where was the Torah made in Parshat Tzav? Right, uchli cheres shertavushal bo mishaver. If you cook chatas in a clean choshes, you pasher it with boiling water. If you cook it in a clean cheres, you have to break it. Okay, everything else not mentioned in the Torah. How do we know you can kasher kli eitz? It's that sochem daf lamed. Eitz parer magila berotken. Eitz parer is some sort of like stirring mash and spoon. And it says magila berotken. You do a galon hot water. That's pasher. So we have nettle. We have eitz. We have the omission of cheres. How about stone? Nowhere in Shas is there, I don't even think, a hint, to the best of my knowledge, no, maybe I didn't read carefully enough, of whether stone is kosherable or not. After all, on the one hand, scientifically, stone is more porous than wood or metal. On the other hand, scientifically, it is less porous than ferrous. Okay, yeesh logon. So, there are three opinions. Over here, if you open up the Torah, you get two opinions. One is the opinion of Rav Haigon. Says Rav Haigon, how about Kli Avonin? Rav Haigon says it's Efshar. You can't cast it like Ferris. And the Rif and Rov Rishonim that you can't kosher it. Okay. Those two, we understand the Svara. The Rif and Rov Rishonim say, the Torah with the Gemara all over talked about the Torah is made on the cheres that it can't be kosher. They never said the Torah was made what can be kosher. The simple shot is the Torah said cheres can't be kosher, but everything else can. Again, not that if you read the Torah, you know that necessarily. But from the way Chazal summarized what the Torah had to say, the Torah was made on Kli Cheres. Never said the Torah was made on Kli Matats or Kli Eitz. So anything that's not Cheres, you can kosher. Okay, that's the psak of the Rif. That is pretty straightforward. Maybe we'll go more into that, the implication of that a little later. What's the Svar of Haigon? The Svar of Haigon is... He thinks that, no, the Torah is not dafka made on Kli Cheres. The Torah is made on very poor substances. And his judgment, Evan was very porous. If Chazal didn't say you could kasher it, then maybe it's like Cheres. Okay, could be. You understand why the Rif is the mainstream. Because the Gemara keeps talking about Cheres as if it's unique. But you could say, no, Cheres had very porous things, and so does very porous. However, this is what's fascinating. The Torah in Or HaChaim Siman Tovta Aleph quotes a third opinion. He quotes from the Shulchan Gevurim, the Re Simponti. Simponti is a port city in Italy, one of the earliest places of Torah learning in Europe, in the time of Rishonim, right? Historians assume that Torah learning started in Italy, spread from there to Germany, and from there, etc. But you know the Re Simponti, even though you don't realize you do. How do you know the Re Simponti? Because you take out your standard handy-dandy film of Shas, and you open up to Seder Zrayim. You have Mishnayos, the Rambam on one side, the Rosh Mishans on the other side, in the small print, the Pirush Rosh on one side, and the Pirush Maharib and Malkitzedek on the other side. That Maharib and Malkitzedek is the recent Ponti. Right? So he's right here in our standard Vilna Shasas. The recent Ponti has a fascinating shot. What's his fascinating shot? His fascinating shot is that you don't need Hagolah for Kli Evin. You can just use it stam. You can just use it stam. After all, anyone know what's unique about the Evan in the Torah? Yes, you do. What? Zam Kalatoma, right? The Evan is like a get out of jail free card in the Torah, right? You're probably in the archaeology, whatever, you go to the burnt house and all these places, right? They show you, the rich Mohammedan things of Bayashemi, they have very, very expensive stone Caleb because that way they work for Kalatoma and it was easier to keep some of the Torah. So, the recent Ponti, he doesn't say, but before, inspired by that, he's like, oh yeah, Kli Evin is like get out of jail free in the Torah. Torah's not mapping on Kli Evin. And therefore, it doesn't become treif, and you don't have to kasher it. The svara of the recent Ponti is a tema, meaning Tumah Katara, I understand. That's a, what does the Rambam say? At the end of Sefer Tara, the Mishnah Torah, all laws of Tumah Katara are Xeris HaKosov. Right? I don't think any of us necessarily claims to have a good, you know, intuitive, common sense understanding of all the halachos of Tumah Katara. I'll say Xeris HaKosov. Okay, but Lias Kalem is not Xeris HaKosov. Lias Kalem is a matter of why is Keres different from Matefes and Eitz? Because Keres is more porous and Molea more, Matefes and Eitz is less porous and Molea less. Meaning, these things are not rocket science. So if Evan is Molea more, why should it be trait less and not need to be kosher? This is a Hema Mismara. So what do you have to say this further? You have to say what the Rav held. The Rav held that Blias Kalem, there's a fundamental hakir in Blias Kalem. It's a bit about which came first, the chicken and the egg. The standard understanding of Blias Kalem is the Torah said Tom Kaker, right? Remember Tom Kaker. The Torah said Tom Kaker. However, Tom Kaker, we understand, you cook food with other food, the Tom goes in. What if you cook food in a pot and cook other food in that pot? That will also be Tom of Treif. And then the Torah gives us rules how to remove that Tom, meaning the Tom of Treif is a problem. And therefore, the Torah gives us rules how to cleanse out the Tom of Treif. But Rav understood that was not true. And he was very inspired by the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim, the sugya of whether Tom Kaker is a Raisa or not, asks the following simple question. If your old Tom Kaker, remember, had a whole focus, is not the Raisa, why do you have to kasher Kalem? It says, Mechomish, you have to kasher Kalem. Right? Call the Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no problem, it is a Chiddush. Right, no problem, it's a Chiddush, Mendel of the base, there's more details I'm not going into now, it's a Chiddush. So it explains the Rav, says, what do you mean it's a Chiddush? What we see from here is that it's not that Hechsher Kalem is just a hefitimtzi of practically taking away Tom of Isser. No, Hechsher Kalem is a Chiddush. Now, we possibly Tom could have write something, you could still say Hechsher Kalem is a Chiddush. What does the Rav say? Hechsher Kalem is not within the normal rules of Tom Kiddick. Hechsher Kalem is a Chiddush. What does that mean? If not for Hechsher Kalem, we would say a food, a taste of a food is treif. Taste of a kli is not treif. Because a kli is not a food. Mispar, a taste of a kli is not a call Tom Kiddicker. Tom Kiddicker is learned from Mishra Sanav Lo Yochel, which is taste that comes from a food. Why do you have to kasher Kalem? Because it's Xeris HaKosev, you have to kasher Kalem. And once the Xeris HaKosev, you have to kasher Kalem. Then if you don't, then Tom of the kli makes your food treif. So this is the Chiddush of what's the Svara? Let's just put the Svara here. What's the Svara? Is that it's more porous than Mateches the Eitz. What's the Svara? The Riff of Rabbi Shonin. It is less porous, I'm fairly confident scientifically about this, than Cheres. And why do the Riff and most Rishonim say if it's in between the Kula? Because the Gemara makes it sound like Cheres is unique, right? And Gemara, because it keeps saying the Torah was made on Kli Cheres, sounds like Cheres is unique. But what's the Svara of the recent Ponti? So the horror of the Svara is this. The Svara is like the Rav. The Rav's not the only one who says this. Yerush Meach also says the same thing. He says, it's Misvara, really. What's the Svara? The Svara is Tom in a kli is not included in Tom Ke'ikr. Really, Tom Ke'ikr only means Tom of a food is Ke'ikr. Tom that came through a kli is not Ke'ikr. Tom in a kli doesn't exist halachically, except. But there's a Gzeiras HaKosov to Kasher Kalem, and after the Gzeiras HaKosov, if you don't kasher a kli, then the ta'am it emits makes your food treif. But it's really, it's a gzeres hakasuv, not a svara hagolas kelim, it's a gzeres hakasuv. Because only gzeres hakasuv is mashiv tamadikli. And now the reason won't say, what's the gzeres hakasuv about? So he says, well, it puts it together with ach b'mei midah yizhata, puts it together the Pshutus Shemekta, with the Tara mitumas neis, with Tumah v'tara, therefore we smara. Those things are part of Tumah v'tara, are part of the gzeres hakasuv of kashrut and kelim. Those things are not part of Tumah v'tara, not part of the gzeres hakasuv of kashrut and kelim. Mateches, eitz, and cheres are part of Tumah v'tara, are part of the gzeres hakasuv of kashrut and kelim. Kli Eben, which is not part of Tumah v'tara, is not part of the gzeres hakasuv of kashrut and kelim. Okay, that's gotta be the svara of the recent poem. I can't think of any other possibility that this big chiddush that tefilas kelim is not a svara. Hagolas kelim is not a svara. Hagolas kelim is a gzeres hakasuv. It's a halos. And then once you don't fulfill gzeres hakasuv, then the time of the kli can make your food treif. But since there's no gzeres hakasuv, the kasher kli evet, kli amavim, kli evet, then the time of the kli evet doesn't make your food treif.
That may not mean it for like for Leo's yomo.
I think that could have nafkamina for some things, which we'll see in the next 2 weeks. I'll just give away one now. The whole question of Ruach Tashmisha. What if you use a kli usually for cold, but sometimes for hot? Do you have to do hagala or is it enough to rinse it off? If you say it's a smart akasher kelim, then you should have to do hagala because it's used once for hot. If you say it's a xeris akasim to kasher kelim, maybe the xeris akasim of kli goes by its normal use, and therefore it's enough to rinse it off, which is actually the psak of many, many Rishonim. Anyway, what's the reason I brought up this recent Ponti? We know we don't pass the recent Ponti. He's not even close to making the Shulchan Aruch. But because then the Chakir becomes the recent Ponti, we know what Svara we have to say. How about for us? For us, we can still agree on the Svara of the recent Ponti. Just say it applies to Kli Avanim as well. It applies to all Kelim. So now it's a Chakir for us. For us, we disagree with the recent Ponti Lamaisa, but do we agree that the Hagolas Kelim is Xeris HaKasuv, or do we think it's a Svara? And that is an open question, and we'll see a few times how that might affect some of the issues that we're discussing. Okay, so that's why I want to read the recent Ponti, not that we ever so much on the recent Ponti, not that it comes on a ton anyway, but even when it comes up, I do have some stone kelim, at least one stone kelim in my house. I don't mean stoneware. Stoneware is hex. It just means you crush up stones and then make them in a pottery kiln. But I actually have a pizza stone that's just made of stone. Or people have counters that are granite. Those are pure stone, right? Shayish, what they call in Israel, like actual natural shayish, is pure stone. So, we're not so much on the recent Ponti at all. We assume that the Leah needs to be kashered. But he brings up the very most important chakir in all of Hilchos Hechsher Kelim. That's what I wanted to bring up. And now we'll get back to the nitty gritty of some of the details. The first detail we see here is really a halacha that belongs conceptually in Siman Kof Chaf. What do we say here? We say, Magilam, Chagmat Bilam, you have to kash them and then tovel them. Really, not a question of the kashering works, a question of the toveling works. Emen Shamateches, if they're metal. You're supposed to do Agala before Tevilas Kin. What if you do Tevilas Kin before you do Agala? Mutarim, that's also okay. That you have to retovel them. This is a famous machlokas between, the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush says that it's okay. You can tovel them before. I mean, it's clear that Chachilah or the Chavos Macher, but Bikaron, the Rush says you can tovel them first. You can tovel them whenever you want. Toveling is a separate point, and Kashering is a separate point. As long as you can both them, the order doesn't matter. But the Rashba has a Kiddush. What does the Rashba say? No, the whole point of toveling is to get them out of the Goyishness of this Goyish ownership. How does that Goyishness manifest? It's countertied by using it for treif. Even if it wasn't used for treif, you have to total, but if it was used for treif, that treif usage concretizes the goyishness, if you will, of that plea. And therefore, if it still has the treif plea inside and you total it, that doesn't work. So he says, like, total shares beyond, how can you remove it from the goyishness of a plea that's owned by people who need treif, if it still has the treif inside it, in the most literal sense? So this is a fundamental machlokas. Right, this is the fundamental machlokas. What about Tvila Koden Hagalah? So says the Rush. It is Yotza, Yidei Tvila. What says the Rashba? Ketovel Visheretz Beyado. Okay, there's a big machlokas we've shown it. How to Paskin, if you says the shachal of lemaisa, so hey, near the shachal be bracha. It's a snake, it's a dina, and we should tovel it without a bracha. Basically, true. It quotes from someone I'm not sure, I'm not so familiar with. Yerusha Oel says no, we should tovel with the bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, no, we actually hold like the Rush. You don't have to tovel again. Halacha lemaisa, we pass like the shachis in the middle. Halacha lemaisa. We don't pass like the who we have the Rosh with the Urios Ha'ohel. Again, I'm not so sure what that is. English is the Kuma. And the Aruch HaShulchan holds like the Rosh. He says, no, 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 totally has nothing to do with Kashrus. Halacha L'maisa, what do we say? L'maisa, we take both. We pass like the Shach. That Yadbil, Bli Bracha, you should go back and Tobel again without a Bracha. If you, because your subject is Machlokas, Rashba and Rosh. There are two cases, however, where the Achronim argue whether maybe the Rosh would be Mekel. One of the two cases the Achronim say maybe the Rosh would be Mekel. One of them is the Dog Omer Vava. The Dog Omer Vava is quoted. He's in the Dog Omer Vava on the side here. I think he's also in the Pesach Tshuva here. Sifkat Gimel says the Dog Omer Vava. He says, when is it Tovel Mishir Biyado? If it's Ben Yomo. If it's Ben Yomo, then the treif taste is still the Shvach and could really make food treif and it's still considered there. But if it's Ain't a Ben Yomo, that treif taste is not really significant. I know with Rabbana, you can't use a cliche Ain't a Ben Yomo. Xera Ain't a Ben Yomo, it's Ben Yomo, you may be called. Right? The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, we can't be able to the street. Why can't you use a cleat? It's not Ben Yomo. After all, it's harmless. No, Xavier, if there's any Ben Yomo, show Kedera Bas Yoma. Yeah, because of Xavier, we don't use a Kedera that's not Ben Yomo. But it's not really treif. And therefore, it's not told for shares Biyomo. So the Dog Omer Vava is Mekel. What does the Dog Omer Vava say? What about Eino Ben Yomo? The Dog Omer Vava was Mekel, even with the Rashba. Not everyone agrees to this. Nira, Nira Filosha, the Ochar Shulchan, some other Monday posts can hear. Nira, that we can be so much other than Dabu Mefava B'Dievet, but not the Chachila. Nira, that only B'Dievet. B'Dievet wants to be so much fun, because after all, maybe we pass like the Rosh anyway, and even we pass like the Rashba, maybe there's no Rashba Chedish. Even though we pass like the Rashba, maybe there's only one in Ben Yomo, if any Ben Yomo would be okay. However, it's not so clear. The Aruch HaShulchan likes this Dog Omer Vava, but it makes it sound like maybe it's only the B'dievet. So, halacha l'maisa, yesh lismoch, halacha b'dievet, but l'chachila, you should always kasher before you tovel. L'chachila kasher before you tovel. B'dievet, if it's Ben Yomo, tovel again without a bracha, and if it's any Ben Yomo, you can rely on the Dog Omer Vava. Another kula here is in the Shach. This is also a little controversial. Sifkat David. Shach says, what if you want to use it for cold? You bought a bowl from the Goyim that the Goyim used for hot food. But you want to use it to serve cold food. So you don't need to kasher it. Right? You're only using it for cold food. So can you yotzi tovelin? On the one hand, you still strafe in it. On the other hand, that strafe is not relevant to how you plan to use it. So do we say, still a strafe tovel to share the yodel for your rashba? Or do we say, no, no. The way you're using it, it doesn't have any relevant treif inside because that treif is harmless. So the Shach is Mekel, and he quotes in Sukkot Dalit, he quotes also in the Levosh, Kasvat Terzog, who's also Mekel. Even goes to far say that if you plan to, again, honestly, plan to use it for cold and tovelin, you don't see tovelin. You change your mind, you want to use it for hat, you still don't see tovelin. Because once you tovelled it, you tovelled it. So what if Rotze Lehishtamesh Bo Litzoneng? Shach and the Lavosh, the terms of the Lavosh, say, say that, yeah, Hikilu. What do you mean, Hikilu? That you can tovel it without kashering it. Lahakbil Bli Hagola. Not everyone agrees to this. If you look at the he quotes that the Ferris Lamosha, who disagrees. in the Pesach Shuva. He was mafkir. He says, what kind of heter is that? It's still total shetriyot. Who cares that you want to use it for cold? It still has drink in it. Also. He was still mafkir. Halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa nireh then. It's also even yom when you have the dogmer rov on your side and the rush on your side and the shach l'vush on your side that one can be makom. Kach nireh. There are a lot, Lahakel at least in Zayn Ben Yom, because then you have many stuck in Lahakel. Okay, so that is one important issue. But again, the general good rule is that Lahakila just kashrut for your tovelet. You have the idea of it, look at the circumstances.
And if it's something that can't be kashrut?
What if something that can't be kashrut? And you're only going to use for cold. See, here's the tricky part. Here's why this is not such a relevant thing. Because we're going to pass in Sitei. That if you don't kasher something, remember we already discussed this in the inside outlet, you can't use it because for cold anyway. So it's not really such a great hate tendency. So that's why it doesn't really come up so much. What was the Atarzov thinking? Didn't he know that you couldn't use it because anyway? Like if you're totally leaving a plan before that's called Kvias. Unless he means, no, you're totally to use it once and then you think you're going to, you know, but then if you then think. Now, unless this is the point. You're thinking you can use for cold. And I'm going to cash it at some point. Because this is Zebra. But you're planning to use for cold. This doesn't come up a ton. Lamaisa, Nira, that certainly the Evan you could be making based on this. And even the Hakil of Zebra and Yama, I'd be making. Okay, that's my own Hakra. Nira, the Hakil, the Hakila. If it's also not Ben Yomo, which most kids when you buy are not Ben Yomo, because they throw the Shachem and Vush, you know, are bigger names than the Tiferes and Moshe. And there are other Achronim who quote the Shachem and Vush as well, from the later Achronim. Okay, let's move on to the Ramah. Din Kli Etzemayim Behil Pesach Sin Tachtan Aleph. Okay, we'll do that. Eng Lahag El Shom Kli, although, I'll let you guess. What's the din of Kli Etzem? Kalim made a bone. No, I mean bone china. I mean actually pieces of bone that are made into Kalim, right? They have this old-fashioned things. What's the din of Kalim that are made of bone? Should they be not kasherable? Should they be kasherable? Or should they not even need to be kasher? What would you guess be?
Yeah.
Basically, you would think once we pass like the rift that... Clay and Kli Avonim needs to be kashered and can be kashered. What's a svara? A stam thing needs to be kashered. Let's say this is not Ferris. Basically, what's the svara of the riff? A stam thing that's not discussed in Shas is the land needs to be kashered. So the Chor, we can say the same thing about all stam things. Right? But we'll get to it because there'll be one twist in some tough knowledge. Let's go on. In the Hagashul Kli, Kosmach of Yomo. Okay, this is really the top of the whole some tough good base. I don't have to say weird, it's a tough good base because only our Chayim goes that far. You shouldn't kasher any kli while it's still ben yomo. Why should you kasher a kli when it's still ben yomo?
Because
if you kasher a kli when it is still ben yomo, then this is the classic question: Tosfos asks on Chum Daf Kof, etc. What happens to kasher a kli? What happens to the ben yomo? What happens to all the trade glias in a kli when you do a gala? They go into the water. So hold on a second. You kasher a treif kli, the kli is going to the water, then the water is treif. And if the water is treif, then the kli is treif. Then it goes back and makes a kli treif. How do you solve that problem? Now, there are different answers to how you solve that problem. But, says the Ramah, how do you solve that problem? Just wait till it's not been yomo, right? This is what people say nowadays. I assume you're familiar. Someone told me this once. When you have to kasher anything, wait 24 hours. Right? Because if it's not been yomo, then it won't make the water treif. You'll kasher the kli, the tray can go into the water, but since it's not been yomo, it's supposed to come with God, and it won't make the water tray. And then you'll be okay. That's how to solve the problem of you just pushing the, right? You push the dirt one way and then back the other way. It doesn't make it any cleaner, right? Right? I push the dirt over here and then back over here. It's still just dirty to start. It's like you want gola. Water goes, we have a masorah that gola makes all the tray go into the water. Yeah, but we also have a masorah that the tray goes from the water into the kli. So it just goes right back. Answer is no problem. Wait till it's not been yomo, it won't trade off the water. Okay, so already someone mentioned the magic word. There could have been two other there's another solution, which is mentioned briefly by the Nosocaine we won't get to yet. But here's a simple question. How to avoid the Tom Isser going from Kli into the Mayan, back into the Kli, and leaving you exactly where you started. So what is the Ramah's solution? Eino ben yomo. Wait till it's Eino ben yomo, and then yes, the Tom Shev was in the water, and his bottle of water to his nose and Tom of God. Then the water can't make the Kli Shev again. Elegant solution. Someone mentioned another possible solution here, which the Taz brings up. How about Shishim? Why not just have the water be 60 times the clean? If I want to kasher a spoon, even if the spoon is minyama, I'll dip the spoon in a pot of boiling water. The spoon is, I don't know, like 1 fluid ounce. Boiling water only is 200 fluid ounces. No problem. How about bittul b'shishim? Obviously, bittul b'shishim is not going to work if you need to kasher giant things. I don't know, unless you get a giant cauldron. Right? Just get something 60 times as big as what you want to kasher. So, how about this solution? How about shishim b'mayim neged akli. Why not just have 60 times the water as much as the kli you're trying to be magil? And then, you know, the taste will go from the kli to the water, be possible shishim, won't hurt anybody. So says the Taz, and Echonami, you can do that, of course you can. He says, oh, either in Bayomo or have shishim kenegdo. No problem. Why did the Ramah not mention it? Tamati, why did the Ramah mention shishim? Okay. So again, why the Ramah didn't say or shishim? But of course shishim is also a good solution. Why not? It's logical. It says the shah here in the Nekudos HaKasef. Look, Hashem need the Pashahu. No, the Ramah didn't say it, it's Pasha. You don't need to say it. It's so obvious that it doesn't even need to be said. But Ojib Artikulin, and also because it's an Archayim. It's Pasha that said elsewhere, it's really no big deal. So, what did the Shach and the Taz here say? What did the Shach? No, this is also an option. You have two options, like it says in the Torah. Either wait till it's in the Yomo, or make sure you have 60 times as much water as the Kli. Okay, yeah, what did Ramah say here? Well, it's not going to be 60 words, but, you know, like, probably the more convenient thing is just to wait 24 hours before you pasha. However, that is not so pasha. If you look in, we're going to see this, obviously. When we get to Simitofnan Aleph, we'll learn with not only Nosu Caleb on the Daf and Shabanar, but there's the Brewer as well, of course. But if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Simitofnan Beis, Sivkot Chaf, he says, a big chor. This is tough to give. That's why I'm not finding it. Let me try again. Va'afilo yeshishem. Even if there's shishem, you should wait 24 hours. As a xera, he doesn't mean xera chazal. He means xera pimenon. Says Mishabur, no, he means xera pimenon. There's a later xera, not xera chazal. There's a later xera, says the Mishabur. He says the Ramah there says the same thing the Ramah says here. The minute is, you should wait 24 hours, right? The Ramah says the same thing here, says there. The question is, what does he mean? He says, the Mishnah, you know what he means? He means the minhag. He says, no. He says, the minhag is not to rely on shishim, only on Eino Ben Yomo. Why? Because shishim people get confused about. But Eino Ben Yomo, there's no room for confusion. If you tell someone you need 60 times the water getting the clean, that someone can mess up, that's easily confusable. However, if you tell someone wait 24 hours, that's a no-brainer. Waiting 24 hours, waiting 24 hours. Therefore, that's the question. Al-Pidin, Avad, and Shachin, Kazorite. question is whether we have a minute to be more machmir. And the answer is, yes, we have a minute to be more machmir than the din. Okay, if it's just a chak or whatever, you know, it's just a minute. You make exceptions. But as a general rule, you should wait 24 hours before kashering. We pass like the Mishnah Berurah, our minutes like the Mishnah Berurah. As a general rule, wait 24 hours before kashering, just to simplify things to avoid any chance of mistake. Then. Good question. After all, Xeri ain't a ben yomo, it's a ben yomo in the Gemara, so why is he think that's easier to keep track of?
Because it's easier, I think it's so easy.
Right. Okay, but I hear, but on the other hand, just common sense. Is it easier for people to keep track of whether it's been 24 hours or not, or whether the water is 60 times the clue? So it's actually hard to figure out exactly how big the clue is, exactly how much water you have, you know.
I don't think it's easier to do than yomo. That estimates.
Right. So you have a good kasha. The Gemara is worried if Xeri ain't a ben yomo, it's ben yomo. But I think the answer is going to be, if we did, the answer is going to be this. The Gemara's happening is that we should just let you use any cliche in a ben yomo without kashering. It should be heter gar. If any treif kli after 24 hours was heter gar, people would take treif kli lightly and they wouldn't be mocked at it at all and they would forget and use it when it was ben yomo as well. But over here, we're telling you to kasher. If we tell you to wait 24 hours before kashering, you won't get confused. I think there you should have that a little more. It's not just that if we permitted you after 24 hours, you'll use within 24 hours. Let's think that. If we said you could use any treif kli after 24 hours, that means you could use any treif kli 99.9% of the time. That means that people will just say, oh, kalim don't become treif, you can use any treif kli, no problem. And they'll end up forgetting that you have to wait 24 hours. Okay, but you're right. It's still a good question. Yes, we do.
You can say that if you rely on shishim, that means you're also relying on minomo, so that may become more of an issue.
Don't understand because you said.
If you're saying that shishim is a good solution, that means you're going to allow shishim in case of one of these minomos, but it's a positive there of a minimum. Maybe this part doesn't make sense. That.
Okay, I'm sure it makes sense. I just don't.
I don't think that works.
I just don't understand. Okay, fine. Let's go one other issue, which is what the Taz discussed in the second half of the Taz, if cut in bits. This is very controversial. How about kli shel basar? Flitsha kli. Let's say you want to cast for flitsha kli and make it parif. Or milchik kli and make it parif. Right? Or milchik kli and make it flitsha, although we have a later minute not to do that. So let's think of the cast for milchik kli and make it parif, or flitsha kli and make it parif. Is it a problem that the town will go from the kli to the water back into the kli and make it flitshik again?
It's
not right now. Tetera. Meaning, if you're not kashering treif, which is the top of the Torah Chachala, but you're kashering flitshik or milchik, which is the Torah mentioned Tagamorcha,
and the Tazak likes it, not go back and like the Torah,
then it's no problem at all. You don't have to wait 24 hours or have shishin. It's just not right now. Tetera. Meat to pot, meat to kli is one, kli to water is two, water back into the please three, so it's already a third step, and it's hetera, bala, it's hetera, so it's obviously no problem, that's a hetera, not bernat. So, what about this case? What about if it's kli bisari or chalavi, not a treif kli, then we say, don't need any solution. Because it's not bar not de hetera. There's no problem that the meat takes a little from the clean to the water, from the water back to the clean, make it flinching again. It can't make it flinching again because it's not bar not de hetera. Only by insert you need to either wait 24 hours or make sure you have 60 times as much water as you're cleaning. But by heter, the heter not bar not, there's no problem whatsoever. The only problem is that the Torah didn't say that. Said the Torah. You still need to make sure that you have 60 or any ben yomo. So that is very strange. What's pshat in the what's pshat in the Torah? Okay, the end of this Taz is the end of the Taz of Kutin Beis. If you struggle to understand, you have a little trouble with it, right? So, but let's just stick to the main point. Why did the Torah say, no problem? This is strange. That's what we would think. But the Torah said, you need to wait 24 hours or have 60. And that's very strange. That's very peculiar. So what's pshat? So says the Taz, the pashtas, the simple pshat is that it should be perfectly fine. Right? I think the shat would say, because if you put together with the shat that's everywhere else, although he doesn't comment on this here, because he usually doesn't count the finger on the Torah. So what could you have said? You would have said, the pashtus is that, yeah, it's mutter. It's fine, you don't need any solution. You can kashrut right away. However, the Torah says, nope, sarach, shishim, oh, lahamten, ad she'eino ben yoho. What's the swara of the Torah? Why would the Torah say such a strange thing? So here we have two pshatim, right? The Torah lefitaz ki aser ligrol, not are not lechatchila. Ah, because you're not allowed to rely on not for not lechatchila. Not for not is only head to the beginning. But the Chachima, you can't rely on not or not. Okay, this is what I think the Shach is agreeing to. The Shach said a few times that when we say also live from not or not, the Chachima, if we have two steps, if we have three steps, and each step is between a food and a clean, food to clean, clean to water to clean, then it's totally much bigger than the Chachima. Okay, but maybe you could say because the Isser of not or not, the Chachima, right? And that's he says Dafko Kahil with the Eved Nabarnata Teira. Okay, that's one shot. The Bach says a different shot. Says the Bach. Tor Lefi Bach. This is Xera Abialki Minhag, right? Zera, Heter unto Isser. Right? No, really, of course, when it's Heter, it's not that Tera, you don't have to worry about this whole problem. You don't have to wait 24 hours or Shisha, it's no problem. However, we make Zera, it can be very confusing, Pashu and Caleb. Some people come with trade views, some people come with kosher views. Every Pesach, the guy is in a big cauldron. One guy comes with a flake shikli, he wants a kosher department, another guy comes with a trade flea, he wants a part. Kosher to kosher, it'll be very confusing. You want to have an across-the-board rule, again, not zero chasal. You want to have an across-the-board rule. And therefore, basically, we have three shitas. Either no worry at all, by the tera, does not pronounce the tera, or worry the chachila because you can't do not pronounce the chachila, or worry the chachila to the minhag to just have a little plug and make all kosher in the same. It's like this. First of all, it could be that you're going to cook dairy in it, or it could be. If you're kosher with the pirate, then it's meat to the clean, clean to the water to the clean, clean to the rice, and the rice is mixing with maybe even that's also kachima. Or maybe the Taz doesn't necessarily have the chumrah, The Taz doesn't necessarily have the chumrah that we have. It could be he's going to be kosher to both. So that's one step less. Remember the Magen Avraham is the one who first brings down the Chomer, not the Kashrut Mishnah. How do we paskin? If you look at the same Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu, his Lashon is a little, he doesn't say exactly this case, because even if it's Chametz in the morning, which is Nabarnat Tatera, Pashtus, even if it's Nabarnat Tatera, it sounds like, oh, here we are, Afilu, mi Basar Chalav, even from Basar Chalav, which is a Tatera Bala, still, you have to wait 24 hours to the Xera, lest you confuse it with a kid cleave an Isser. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this, the Bach here. I know if it's Dafka, it's not Dafka, it's already the Bach. That same Mishnah Berurah, tough and unbased, Chaf says explicitly, even for meat to milk, you have to wait 24 hours, Xera. To not be confused with an answer. So basically, there are three ways, before you have to come to the meeting to see the more creative answers, three ways to solve this problem, the fundamental problem by kashering. What good does it do to sweep the dirt into the water, if it's going to be swept back where it started from into the Kli. One answer is wait 24 hours, solve the problem. The other answer is have Shishim solve the problem. Third answer is if it's Heter, you don't have a problem in the first place. Basically, we don't rely on Heter, because you might confuse it with Isser. We don't rely on having Shishim, you might confuse it with less than Shishim. The Malvi Minhag, when possible, all is being equal, we only tell you to wait 24 hours in all cases. That way, you can't be confused and make any mistakes. That's the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, based on the discussion of the Achronim here and here. Okay. That is almost all for this, if, except for the Pesachim of the Mace. Pesachim of the Mace says, V'ayin b'tshuvas chasam sofer al tvar k'deiroth barzal nases in Krakow. There were some sort of enamel pots they started to make. Metal kalem with some coating on them. Right? They do have nowadays enamel pots. They have a coating on them. And it's very thin coating. Right? Or like, you know, you have like Teflon pots, things like that. You know, they're like coated pots. And this, it's a very hot, this coating is very hard. No one knows what it is because it's a trade secret. They haven't told us. So basically, you have this coating, you don't know what it is, and maybe it's like cheres. That's the problem. Maybe it's like cheres. So he says, well, you can do Liban because. okay, because really, you can do Liban to cheres. We'll get to that. But basically, says you can't draw a melon. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you have a metal pot coated with mystery substance, you can't do a golo because it might be cheres. However, we don't pass it that way. The Mishnah Berurah says it's tough on aleph, not tough on beis, tough on aleph. So cut kof lamed zayin. No. So cut on. Simon Tufnan Aleph. But I must have written down a wrong Sifkatan. Okay. All right, I have to look it up. Alright, we'll have to wait till we get to it, because I have written down the Mishnah Berurah's Makel, but I wrote down the wrong Mari Makom, so I don't know how to prove it to you. Okay, so why don't we mark right down for now that we'll see that the Mishnah Berurah later in the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch Chaim will be more Makel this time. So far, don't take my word for it until we see it. What's the Svara? The Svara is maybe it's Cheres, maybe it's not Cheres. Even if it is Cheres, since it's so thin, what's going to happen? If there's a thin layer that's not kosherable and still has a little tree from inside and you cook. It'll be both b'shisha, right? Such a small amount, it'll be both b'shisha. Right, remember we had a sheet in Machabra that whenever there's a small bleed, it's both b'shisha, it's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. We generally assume that if you have a thin coating that is some suffix shash of not kosherable, and then you can still kasher with Hagalah, because even maybe it's Canadian is kasherable, and even if it's not kasherable, whatever's in there will be both Shishim, and we'll really be okay together. And even with Hachilo, according to Machaber, the Tzadi test. Let's move on to Sif Gimel. Din Hagalah, Melibah, Lehim, Tzub, Mehelchas, Pesach. Okay, sounds pretty straightforward. When we get to Elul Pesach, we'll see, you know, whether there's a Kiddush there or not. But for now, sounds very reasonable. Okay, all the details on Elul Pesach. Please don't ask me to fully explain if all the details of Elul Pesach, why some of them make it into Simchat Chalav. Anyway, sometimes there's a reason, sometimes it's just because they happen to be in the Gemara at the end of a Sefer Avodah Zarah, when the, Gemara discussed traits, so they happen to make it in. Let's get Dalet. The Dalet is here for a reason. Machlas. The famous machlokes, they're frying pans. Frying pans, there's a famous machlokes, family feud, right? Between father and son. Who's the father and son? Rabbi Yoel Halevi, and who's his son?
Yes.
Exactly. What do we call him though?
The Rav Truman.
The Rav Yah, right?
That's a clue.
The Rav Yah. the Eliezer Ben Yoel, right? The Yud is Yoel. So the Rav Yah and the Rosh are the two famous Mekilim against his father Rav Yoel Halevi. The Rav Yoel Halevi said, basically, what's the rule? We know this rule. This is including some Gimel, but we know this just from growing up Orthodox. If something is used for dry heat, like roasting or baking, it needs leaver. Something is used for cooking in hot water, it needs hagar. So, what about a frying pan? Frying pan is somewhere in the middle. We know the broth also frying is often in the middle. On the one hand, you fry in oil. On the other hand, it's not really submerged in liquid. The oil dries out, and there's not always a layer of oil on the bottom. Right? You see, it's somewhere in between. I'm not saying deep frying. Deep frying is considered much cooking for all the muffin purposes. Don't let normal frying. So, how do you kasher a frying pan with leaven or hagala? Says Rav Yoel, you kasher a frying pan with leaven. Why? Because even though you put oil on the bottom, the oil dries up, and then you're really just baking or roasting on the frying pan. And the Rush and the Rav Yah say, no, it's not like baking or roasting. So you put oil on the bottom. And even if the oil dries up, it didn't dry up, it got absorbed in, and still makes it soggy and moist, which makes a bliya like cooking, not like baking. So that's a fundamental machlokes about frying pans. How do we paskin? For now, don't paskin yet. It's a long time for Pesach, so don't have to worry, because of the machlokes of Chaber Rambam there. But how does the Machaber paskin on Pesach? In Hilchas Pesach, he is mekel. He's mekel that you can kasher a frying pan through Haggadah. So let's put this on the board. Frying pan, how do you say it? Frying pan, the same way we say it in Hebrew, machabat. Right. Like the Shabbos Mirus. The says Rabbi Yoel Halevi, it needs liban, because it's like a baking pan or a roasting tray. Says the Rav Yah and the Rosh. Obviously, there's other people also. There's even the famous names. Hagola. What does the Machaber say? In Dalet, Machas, Shem Tagim Ba'afish, then you come to the Pesach, Dalet, Ba'agola. Then you're sharing certain single Libon. It's funny, this goes against the principle that we call Chomer de Pesach. For Pesach, it needs Hagola. For other Yisurim, it needs Libon. Okay. Why did Chomer de Pesach not make an appearance here? I never agree to answer. You know, sometimes you're mapping the Chomer to Pesach, sometimes not. Let's just forget on Chomer, so figure out the logic. There's a logic, I'll be dead. It's interesting, we didn't make a Chomer on Pesach. I'll be dead. Clearly, Pesach's more making than Yisur or Machber. The question is why? What does the Machaber say? He says that for Chomets, you need Hagola. And Rama is, pretty much agrees with this. Like, pretty much. But for Isser, it needs Libon. So what is the Svara to be Mechalik? Someone want to tell me the Svara to be Mechalik. Someone tell me the Svara to be Mechalik. Yes, Isaac. The Sugya, the Terabala and the Surabala. If you look at the Sech Levodah Zarah, the Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph says, there's a fundamental difference between a Terabala and a Surabala. Why do they say that? Because We say in Zvachin, Hashbod, the Mishnah Zvachin, the Mishnah of Odozara says, Hashbod v'ha'askala, a spit. You know what a spit is, right? Like rotisserie chicken goes on a spit. In those days, most things, they actually roast it on a spit. Like if you ever see old-fashioned movies or such, they were roasting things on a spit. A skewer, right? Good, a skewer in our case, right? And an askala is a grill, like a barbecue grill. Malad number or the Mishnah says in Zara, you have to leave one. But the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ashkod va'askala, same exact words, Magila v'chamin, do I call it hot water? So which is it? So says Rava there, after a long discussion, says a fundamental difference in Hetera bala nisur bala, when you get a spit or a skewer or a grill from a guy, that is isur bala. It was Bolea Isser. When it's Bolea Isser, that's more chomer. But when you have a skewer or a spit or a grill that you roasted kachem on, what's the problem? Why can't you just keep using that kashrei? Because what happens to this kachem? Becomes no sign. But when you roasted it, it was a teir bala. Right, like in the Beis HaMikdash, right? When you roasted it, it was a teir bala. Then later it became Isser. When you roast it, was that Tehran Bala? Okay, without getting into the whole discussion there, the principle seems to be, what comes out of this sugya? That things that need libo, that are used, called Dabar HaYavoba H, for roasting or baking, if they're used for Tehran Bala, they only need Hagala. That's the principle that comes out of the Vayim Vavon Aleph. Tehran Bala only needs Hagala, even if it was used for roasting. And the example of Hetera Bala quoted in the Gemara is Kachim. Because all Kachim are Hetera Bala, then they just become no Sarathir. So, again, what's the principle? The principle is that if you have Isura Bala, then if it's Tashmisho al yidei chamin, it needs hagola. But if it's tashmisho al yidei haor, technically you want to be like one of these victim people. It's not or, but it's or, right? Or means a light, and or means a fire, right? Like or kastim, chazal darshan is or kastimi. That Nimrod threw Avram into the Kibshan Haish. How do they know that Nimrod threw Avram into the Kibshan Haish? You know, they just have a Svara. It's on the stomach. The Nets are good enough to show us Avram to the Kibshan Haish. Nimrod would also throw Avram into the Kibshan Haish. That's not a Mokro Svara. All right? Could be things changed over 1,000 years. No, it's because it's more custom. So, technically, this is the word or, is the word or, if you want to be a, you know, dictum redacte kind of guy. Or with an oo. Okay. And one thing is important to if you do want to be a medakte, it's good to only redacte on yourself, not on a hair. That's not only true in the general life, it's even more true about dictum. Yes, perhaps the most true about dictum. Yes. Because Mela, if, like, when it comes to mitzvahs and averus, you're redacting on other people, then you're just an obnoxious, annoying, not constructive person, but at least about something which is worth being upset about. Okay, enough said. Weiter, so you need Libra. This is the most basic rule of Judaism, right? The difference between Haggadah and Libra. What is the Gemara teach us in Rotozar, Defayim Vavam and Days? Corollary to the most basic rule of Judaism, we'll call this. When it comes to Hetera Bala, whether it's Tashmisho al Yedei Chamin or Tashmisho al Yedei Ha'or, either way, you only need Hagola. Okay, the Gemara never explains what the Svara is. It's a fact. Just keep in mind it's a fact. The Gemara never explains what the Svara is, but, what does this far seem to be? Seems similar. What other distinction do we find between Surah and Hetera? Not Barnat. What's the principle of not Barnat? The principle, again, you have to work into the sugya. I'm not saying, you know, one could disagree. I'm just giving you what I think is the simplest shot. You know, you can go home and decide, I have a different simplest shot. The simplest is not the beholder. You can decide, I have a kasher your shot, and I have a more complicated shot. That's also fine. I'm just giving you one simple shot. Just like by not bar not, what's the chavanah bar not? Food into clean into food. That's a weak bliyah. What do we say? A weak bliyah of isser stays usser. But a weak bliyah of heter won't become usser. Right? Too weak to become usser. Maybe the same thing here. If you use something for roasting or baking, right, I'll get an order. And then you only do Haggadah. It doesn't kasher. But you wouldn't say it didn't do anything. It clearly weakened the Tama. Like, I have to say it did nothing. It obviously did something. It just didn't do a proper kasher. It weakened the Tama. I didn't weaken quantitatively that now you only need shloshim tenegim instead of shishim. We don't know how to measure quantitatively. But qualitatively, we know it was weakened. And therefore, what do we say? If it was Yisur HaBala, the Yisur stays Usur, even if it was weakened. But if it was Hatei HaBala, maybe once it's weakened, it's not going to make an Yisur. Okay, perhaps that's the start. Okay, you really have to read this through the Shakratari 9 Vavim Aleph and see how to work it out. But let's, okay, now what is the big machlokes between this almost nothing in, I'm not sure there's anything in the entire Shulchan Aruch, Arba Chalukei Shulchan Aruch, although only Or Chaim Yordea are relevant, in the entire Or Chaim Yordea, we're all going to agree whether it's called the Tirabal or Surabal. Well, the Trif is clearly called the Surabal. Kachim is clearly called the Tirabal, because that's what Gemara says. Everything else is controversial. What are the two things that are controversial? What about chametz? Not chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is obviously isurba, right? Equals isurba. That's clear. But what about chametz before Pesach? After all, do we kasher a kelo on Pesach? No, we kasher a kelo before Pesach. What about chametz before Pesach? Lifnei ha-Pesach. Do you say al kipashtas Isaac? Won't people chametz on Erev Pesach morning? Haterabal. It's months now. It's just going to become us or later, right? So this is a machlokas. Where are all the names? All the names will be in Hilchas Pesach. Whether it's called Haterabal, which is clearly the pashtos, or Isurabala. Why would chametz from Pesach before Pesach be called Isurabala? The phrase the Rishonim use is because chametz shmo alav. Chametz shmo alav. What do we mean by that? Okay. This is, remember this lumpus. This is going to sound like one of these silly lumpuses, right? Let me ask you a follow-up question. Right now, I have a sandwich in my hand. Is this sandwich in my hand usher to eat on Pesach now? Yes. It can be usher when Pesach comes. Is it usher to eat on Pesach now, or will it become usher when Pesach comes? Meaning, I know this sounds like very abstract lumpus. Is it that chametz is mutter, that when Pesach comes, it turns into an isser? Like meat when you mix it with milk. Or like kachim when the day ends. Or is it that chametz is always an isser of chametz? It's just that that isser only has enough gemina when Pesach comes. Right? The Rav actually leaned towards the tzad, that, towards that chametz is isser of Allah. So you find out, no, chametz is always usser. After all, what can't you do with chametz any day of the year? Makdir on this day after. So chametz is always usher. It's just the isser only has enough gemina on Pesach. So that's made chametz shmo alav. The isser of chametz is always there. It's just only enough gemina on Pesach. Okay, very, very simple.
But then we know
what? At what?
You can eat it though, so it's also usher. Except there's no math gemina of the isser on Pesach.
Okay, that's a good question. That's shmo alav. It's already chametz. It's going to become something later. It already is whatever it is. It's just only us to eat on Pesach. It doesn't get a new Chalosh Shem later. It's not like Nosar. It gets a Chalosh Shem that Nosar later. It already has the Chalosh Shem. Just the Chalosh Shem doesn't have enough Kamina yet. Okay. That's the Machlokas. Do we say it's a terrible to his mutter now? I'll be Pashtus or a regressorist. And say, no. It's already Chametz. It's just, there's no practical effect to the Yisr yet. But it's already Chalosh Shem Chametz. That's the question. Does Chalo Shem Chavitz Chal on Pesach, or does Chalo your wine? It's just only enough to meet on Pesach. Yomi doesn't like this. You can, you're welcome. You can think of a different way if you ask Chalo Shem Chavitz.
Super.
Okay. The or is super conceptual. Anyway, whatever. Okay. Factor. Lemaisa. Lemaisa Rabosai. This is not Chalokas. It's a suffix. So now, how are we Masbir this Mechaber? How are we Masbir this Mechaber? Not that the Mechaber made it up. Not that the Mechaber made it up. He says it's a Minagahola, which the. So, how are we Masbir this Mechaber? So, says the Taz and says the Shachmas first papers. Say most of the Achron of the Gra, and I think most of the Achron. What's the Svara? What's the Svara of the Mechaber? So says the Taz and the Shach in his first Perush, and the Gra and many others. He says easy. It depends if you have one side of the Hakel or two sides of the Hakel, and Chameitz you have Shnei Tzadim. Lahakel, what are the two tzadim lahakel? The Rav Yonah Rush. Bays. That chametz is a teira papa. You have two tzadim lahakel. Maybe the Rav Yonah Rush arrived at frying pan is like frying is like cooking. And even if frying is like roasting, maybe chametz is a teira papa. And even if you roast chametz, hagolah is good enough. Right? But when it comes to Isurib, you only have one side of the Hakel, which is the Rav Yonah the Rush. Because you can't say the Isurib are a tater bowl, and that's ridiculous. So therefore, he said, there are there's two sides of the Hakel, we're Machmir, we're Mekel, sorry. When there's one side of the Hakel, we're Machmir. That is the mainstream Pesach in the Mechaber that he's making on Pesach to Tutsud Mahakel. Again, one of the Tutsudim. Maybe frying is like cooking. And even if frying is like roasting, maybe roasting pans on Pesach only need Hagala to the Tevra Bala. However, who says a different shot? Which famous Kabbalist says a different shot?
Shlok.
Nope. Rashbi, that would be very impressive. The same shot in a minute, put in a Chaver brings down. Although he had Ruf HaKodesh.
He doesn't necessarily look like Rabbi Yochanan.
Only Beis Yosef
himself.
So,
Jonathan Delver.
Beis Yosef is not a famous Kabbalist. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's famous.
He's famous, but he's also a Kabbalist. He's not going to have famous because of his Kabbalah.
Ah, you're timing English poet, not English muffin. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
But the Ramami Pano! Rav Nachman Zari Pano, the Ramami Pano, I think the famous capitalist, no. Okay.
Is it
Noah goes a little, he says yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Says the Ramami Pano, quoted in the Shach, a different shot. The Ramami Pano says a different shot. Ramah stands for Benachma Azaria. I think technically they used to say Fano, but I don't really know.
Yeah, it's Fano.
Yeah, okay. But we call the Ramami Pano anyway, just because in Hebrew you never say me.
I guess it's the other way.
Let's continue where we used to be. The Ramami Pano says from that was Ramami Pano. He was a famous Kabbalist and also a famous Halachist. I think he was more famous as a Kabbalist, but if you learn Shulchan Aruch, you meet him many, many, many times. He said a different shot. He said it's not nothing with a Tabor Bala. He said there's a fundamental difference between how it became chametzik and how it became treif. What's the difference in chametz? How did this become chametzik? Because you fried, what do you do in a frying pan? You fry X in Y, right? For example, I fry schnitzel in canola oil, right? That's, I've actually done that a little. I mean, helped. or hurt. I've even helped a few times. So, I fry schnitzel in canola oil. Let's go back to chametz. In a chametzik frying pan, I fried X and Y, filled X and Y. I fried, where's the chametz go? I fried chametz in. Did I fry chametz in chametz? No. Like, I fried chametz, like pancakes, for example, or French toast, or what have you, in what? In oil, in butter, in animal fat, depending if I'm making a milk-inflation dish. But not in chametz, right? Like, I didn't use chametz stick oil. I didn't, like, use, like, wheat, cooked, pressed wheat oil or something. It's not shy. You've never seen chametz stick oil. So, here, what was the issue? Because I fried chametz in non-chametz. Meaning, the taste of the chametz entered the frying pan indirectly. But if a guy has a tray frying pan, he fried, fill in the blanks, he fried tray, for example, sausage in
tray fries.
What did he use? Did he use canola oil, the guy?
Schmaltz.
He used lard, right, Kaiserschmaltz. And that's the, like we said in the old country. Right, he used Kaiserschmaltz. Even if it wasn't Kaiserschmaltz, it was the regular schmaltz. You know, he used, even if it was whatever it was, okay, butter, he used leather and butter, goya, there are different shitas, but at the very least, he more often in the old days, I'm talking nowadays we're all healthy and we don't want trans fat, et cetera, et cetera. But in the old days, they usually fried the goya. Not us Jews. Us Jews, depends on where you're cooking milk, flakes. But the guy in milk inflation, they always fry in schmaltz. That was the best thing to fry in. First of all, it's for sure the tastiest. It's getting the old yid who still remembers from before we eat healthy. And he'll tell you frying in schmaltz is the best. And it was always available, right? And certainly if you're frying meat, when you're frying meat, you have schmaltz. Right? So that's the difference. He fried treif in treif. Meaning the oil was also treif. I don't want to say oil because it's not that it was oil, it was fat. Right? That's the difference. He says the difference is how direct the blia was. If the blia was direct, meaning the oil itself was treif, you mean blia. But if it was indirect, the oil was kosher, it's just that the food was chametz thick, then no need to go up. And it's not dafka chametz and treif. Lu yitzuri, if you had a pan that was only used by the guy to fry treif sausage and canola oil, then you'd also suffice with hagola. No, but that's not a practical situation that would have occurred in the days. Right, if nowadays you know there's some restaurant where they fry treif meat but only canola oil, then hagola is good enough. Just directness, indirectness, nothing with a teri sura. Right? And therefore, this was an indirect blia. This was a direct blia. That's the difference according to the Ramon Mikado. Now, here, where does it get? How do we paskin? So this depends what the Ramon Mikado actually said. This is the machlokes in the Pesachei Tshuva between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Sam Sofer. Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Zayin. He brings down, besides the beginning, he has a different machlokes, but he brings down the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and a Sam Sofer. What does he say here? He quotes from some sofa that this day in the Tshuva and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's not the one he quotes. I'm sorry, he's in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, right on the daf. The following question. What would the Ramami...
Yeah? I just wanted to get a little more clarity. But why is that, in the case of Shari Surin, why is there necessarily something that's being used that's... Oh, sorry. If you trade up your own pot...
No, just because that was the midhug of the goy. Right. If you trade up your own pot, let's say in your own pot you accidentally bought treif schnitzel, and you fried in your frying pan, but you use kosher oil, then the Ramami pot would say, well, it's good enough. It's just based on the usual use of goy. Right, it's not that, it's just usually. Right? Usually. By the chametz, I think it's more than usually. Whoever heard of chametz said what? But by the trade, it's usually. Okay, the big machlokas is how far to take this Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano now has a... The Ramami Pano now has a chiddush. It depends if it was direct or indirect. The question is, okay, now, is this Ramami Pano more machmir or more makel than we think until now? In Chametz, we say Hagel is enough to tweak the double Hakel. He says Hagel is good enough because you always find non Chametz oil. Doesn't seem to be much of a nafkamina because you always find non Chametz oil. Here, he'd be a kula, right? We say in the Surah, you always need to be bud. He says it depends what kind of oil it was, right? Right? He says, but if you fried treif in kosher oil, Hag'alah suffices, right? That's what Noach Marlow just pointed out, right, Noach? Okay, are we making like the Ramami Pano? No, we're not making like the Ramami Pano. Lamaisa, we don't accept the kula, this kula, the Ramami Pano, because he's a minority shita. Question is, do the Ramami Pano have a chumrah or not? Does he have a chumrah or not? So that depends on the following question. What about the following case? What if a guy cooks treif wine in a pot? Cooks treif wine in a pot. What would our mommy pano say? Right? Bishel, yayin, iser, right? Yayin nesach, right? Nesach, big theory. You cook. Lefi, the Ramami Pano. What's the din? You cook it, I mean, goyim, right? Don't, some goyim might cook this wine. I know, good wine is not supposed to be kosher. But I'm sure there is cheap wine in the goyim, where they pasteurize the wine, right, and they cook it. Or maybe grape juice in the goyim, right, where they, I think everyone pasteurizes grape juice, etc. Or whatever the case may be. Let's say the goyim cook wine in a pot. Or you get other trace liquids, just this is more common. The guy cooks treif wine in a pot. What would the Ramami Pano say in that case? So, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that pot needs to be on. That's a big chumrah of the Ramami Pano. Why? Because it's direct. Right? Because it's a direct bliyah. So this pot needs to be on. Now, all of a sudden, the Ramami Pano becomes a big chumrah. Even in cooking, since he says the only factor is directness and indirectness, even in cooking, you might need one. You might need one for a cooking pot if you're a Ramami Pano. If it would absorb directly. Most cooking is only indirect. Why is most cooking indirect? You cook treif chicken soup in water, but the water is kosher. Right? Most cooking is indirect. You cook in water. But what if you cook up wine? What if you're pasteurizing wine? Then the Ramami Pano would say that needs leave one. That's what Rabbi Eiger says right here in the condition of Rabbi Eiger. He quotes this from, et cetera, et cetera. The Fima said, the poor, the head is really mashkin, iser, maybe on day or, the ine mashkin, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. However, the Pisne Chuba quotes Nafsam Sofer, not that way. He quotes Nafsam Sofer, not that way. Nafsam Sofer in the Pisne Chuba. Sagi Agala. Really, Agala Sagi. It's enough to do Agala. What's the Svara? After all, it was a direct Lina. Doesn't the Ramami Pano say we only care about direct and indirect? Says, no. He says, the Ramami Pano was only machmir for a direct bliya of frying, not cooking. Meaning when the Ramami Pano says it was direct and indirect, would that come only within frying or within everything? They understood within everything. There is no difference between frying, cooking, and roasting. There's only a difference between direct and indirect. Cooking needs hagala, so it comes indirectly through kosher water. Roasting needs leaven, because it comes directly. And frying depends whether the oil is kosher or treif, whether it's direct or indirect. But the subsoil says, no, not true. If you look inside of the Ramami Pano, and the truth is, if you look at the Ramami Pano, it does have one of the subsoil. Even though Rishi Vega keeps when he argues about other things. Gummy says you should have looked inside, but really inside it sounds more like direct than sulfur. He says, no, the Ramami Pano is only the chalcin direct and indirect when it comes to frying, not when it comes to cooking. Cooking, he admitted, always needs hagala. Roasting, he admitted, always needs liban. It's only by trying that, Nuramami Pano was Machali, whether it was direct or indirect, but by cooking, for sure, you can make a Hagala. Halacha L'maisa, what do we say about this case? This is not a crazy case. A guy can cook wine. He can even cook a Tapshal, which is more than the 60th wine, right? Halacha L'maisa, since we're not sure if we hold like Ramah, Nuramami Pano is minority sheet in the first place. Machashim sheet is Nuramami Pano, but a minority sheet. And Pasha is more like a Sam Sofer. We Pascha like a Sam Sofer. Against Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we found that some soak against Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Ramami Pano only meant within frying, not within cooking, in which case, halacha l'maisa, we don't take into account the Ramami Pano. Well, except it's in cooking, we say, ah, somebody's never talking about that. And if it's within frying, then l'maisa, if it's chametz, he ends up being the same. If it's by Yisurin, he might have a little kula, but we don't rely on the kula because he's minority shita. And basically, for the Tzatzok, it's no chumra of the Ramami Pano. Theoretically, if you can invent Pano Sequoia, would it be chumra? There's no chumra of the Ramami Pano, and therefore, halacha l'maisa don't take into account the Ramami Pano, even though it's a very fascinating shita. Okay, before we get to one other point, yes, two other points, but first a word from our sponsor.
Where did the Tzatzok and what distinguishes between Bishul and Tego and Pigo?
Good question.
It's not indirectly.
What is correct?
It's more literally.
Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eger is more elegant, right? He says the Ramami Pano is only a difference between direct and indirect. Tom Sofer says the Ramami Pano, there are two factors: direct and indirect, and dry versus wet. When it's through liquid and solid versus liquid. When it's through liquid, you only get hagala. Liquid to liquid. When it's through solid, then it depends if it's direct or indirect. And he considers tigon to be more of a solid. Because even the oil is a little oil. You're right, it is less elegant. I admit it's less elegant, but since we're not sure if we are really home like the pot in the first place, therefore we rely on the some sofer. Yes.
Even if you fry the sheeples touching the pan, he's not floating in oil.
Yes, but then you have the har of the rush of the Rav Yah that says, yeah, but since the oil still absorbed in it and makes it soggy while it's frying, therefore it's considered to be like through a liquid medium. That's the chiddush of the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that's what Yol says. It's still touched the pan. And the Rosh Hashanah said, no. Since there's still oil in the schnitzel, the pinya is still going through the oil. Okay, two ha'aras I want to make. First of all, I think this is a kula that I haven't seen in a classic postal. I've heard about from some of mine that I think you can rely on. If we see here that having kasher frying pan is very controversial, right? So I'm focusing on the Rav Yoel versus the Russian Rav Yah, and the Machaber pasuk is the end of when a frying pan absorbs treif, you need liquid. But it's not so pashut. So what about the following case? What if you slice onions with a melted knife and you fry them in a flashing frying pan? Nice and holy, unfortunately. And when we paskin, since the onions are charef, therefore the onions are milk, if you fry them in a flashing frying pan, they're treif. Now you fry treif in the frying pan. If you fry treif, then the frying pan is liquid. Problem is, liquid is not practical for most frying pans. Most frying pans will break if you try to do liquid to them. So what do you do in this case? So Nerolani is daiti, that in this case, I think you're many Sudden Lakula. What are the many Sudden Lakula? Number one, according to the Russian Rav Yah, Hagel is always enough for a frying pan. Number two, according to the Ramami Pano, even though the onions were treif, the oil wasn't treif, Sudden should be good enough. And number three, according to the Mace Mayer, and then sort of hyperlink to Sidon Sadikov here, according to the Mace Mayer, really we can make the onions aren't milchit. Because maybe it's only Tzon, and maybe it's only Fitz Ben Yomo, and maybe it's only Surah, but there's a heter not or not. So therefore, in my opinion, since there are, it's not, since maybe the onions were milchit in the first place, the onions were treif in the first place, I mean, that's inflation, part of inflation, yeah. Maybe the onions aren't treif, even if they are treif, maybe the Rosh and the Rav Yah right, and Frank Benzi Hagallah, even if Rabbi Yoh is right. Maybe the Ramami Pano is right, and since the oil is kosher, Agala is good enough. So I always tell people in that case, you can kosher your frying pan through Agala, which basically means you don't have to throw it out, because from a small amount of frying pans, the liquid will break it. So that's one case which is not found in Shulchan Aruch, but I would be Mekel. Let me just put that on the board. think just a very strong sorry again. From a body, you would just be lying in the basement area and be without kashering it. But even assume you don't like the basement area, if you have, right, cut onions with sakin chalavi and fried in machavat isarit, then you can kasher with hagala. What are the stuff? Lahakel, A, maybe it's not treif at all. That's the base mayor and hyperlink to some tzadivav to remember the base mayor. B, the Rosh and the Rav Yah, who say even if you do fry treif, a frying pan, you can kasher for hagala. And C, the Rama Mipano says if you fry treif in kosher oil, you can kasher for hagala. And here the oil is kosher. It's only the onions that were treif. So there's many tzadivav. Lahakel, I think it's pashut. Then he's 19, then in that case you'd be passionate for a gullah, so you don't have to lose your frying pan if you make that mistake. Half narrowly is not. What if you fry dairy in a meat pan? Then it's trickier, because if you fry dairy in a meat pan, then the dairy is definitely treif. Once the dairy is treif, it's fried treif in a meat pan. Once you fry treif in a meat pan, you need leave one, and then you're stuck.
Then you set up
Correct. If you actually fry dairy, you actually fry cheese in a meat pan, then you have to leave it on the pan or throw it in the garbage if it won't survive. Then you're just stuck.
Is it the best prepared pan's monster left? You should try it, and then, depending on how much it's worth your time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a practical question. It's a little bit of a lucky question, which we'll see, but more of a practical question.
If you don't fry it, well, I'll tell you can, or I'll tell you
So there's a big discussion whether pan counts as oil or not. Big discussion whether pan counts as oil or not. It's a good hara. Anyway, Lani is like in this case, since there are many subtle hawk, Lani would have a new vehicle.
And how so you don't go to say oil? It's a
whoever heard of fried onions, no matter what.
This is a mainly healthy animal. You could always put oil. I mean, I was talking about it. That's why I'm going to be.
Fried onions is that oil.
Like, oh well, sometimes, like.
Are you sure?
Sometimes, you know, it gets hairish.
Go home and ask your wife if you fry onions in that
oil. She'll have it sometimes. Is that a thing to ever fry that oil?
No, I don't think so.
Or maybe a tiny bit of oil that's like...
They get stuck to the
oil. Maybe an option to drop oil. He's someone like really like frying oil. Sometimes people put like a tiny bit of oil and they spread it on the pan. Like, I want to see the oil.
On my side, it could still be made because there's something.
What about the little piece that you
well, the Machaber says it will pace out the Kasher Machaber with Hagala, right? After each of the Machaber pace of life with Hagala. We don't know yet if the Ramas is the most
messy. Right. I thought we did.
No. We don't. The Dharma actually is a little more Machaber with Pesach. So he ruins all this one.
The
Rebbe
is
a regular
pan. The
Achronim write in Orachayim that if it's very, very thin, it doesn't really count. But Lani is dainty in this case with the onions. So maybe some lot will I be making one, right? Then you can go
anyway,
you have to figure out in case there would be enough meat to be machmir. We'll see. But yeah, generally I would be machmir not to count pan as oil, but in the case of the onions, there are many other subtle hot going.
Yes. Wasn't really cool case we had where like someone boiled water first in the pot and we'd make noodles. She said maybe that count the go over there will count. It's like some sort of value of soften. Like when you fry at the bottom of the pot.
No, that's only because they fill it with water. That's
but these are ones like that touch to the bottom maybe.
Just a little water.
No, I'm saying if you boil water, it's like
if you boil water, yeah, okay, but I'm saying that's not frying pan, it's not usually shy. Right?
So maybe if you buy a pot, you fry
something. Correct. I mean, that's something up your sleeve. That after, if you have if you fry the cut onions with a knife and fry them in a flaming pot, which sometimes you do on the way to the soup, not a pan, then there's more makom lahakel, because you could say that if, after the last use of meat, you boil the water for parit, then maybe that's considered a kashering pan, right? Like we saw in the
the discussion of Shach and Taz in Simon Sadi Gimo, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought that could also be retrieved from correct. But yeah, that's not good for finance. This is all because the Meisneger is really very close to a head. So if you add even a small tzad, I think that's good enough.
It all over for onions.
Yeah, correct, correct. Okay. One other very important issue, which is discussed by the Pesach Tshuva in the beginning of Sukkot and Zion, and the Rebbe Akiva Eiger here as well. Where does meat or milk fit into this? Is meat hetera bala or yisura bala? The answer should be obvious. Well, thus, what's the status of meat or milk? Not meat and milk. Basmar chalav is clearly yisura. Meat or milk. What's the status of that? Hetera bala, right? That's the most classic hetera bala, right? Strangely, the Shach says, which is against what it says in the Furish Dvar, he says it on behalf of the Rambam Mipanel. It's before she gets the word of the Rambam Mipanel, which is strange. Strangely says the Shach in Sivkot Ches that, well, the Fizek, according to the Rambam Mipanel, in a machas of meat or milk needs libun because the butter was milchik or the schmaltz was fleshik. This Shach is very strange because he made it sound like a frying pan of meat or milk. Not meat and milk. Meat or milk is the surakala. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger and all the posts of Tema on him, and they point out that the Shach in many other places, such as the Kedusa Kesef in Simon Sadi Gimel that I just actually referred to, says that Chametz is Hetirabala. Sorry, Basar is Hetirabala. So what about Basar? Oh, not Vim. Cholav. Obviously, basar b'cholav is yisur b'cholav. Milk or fleishik, and now you want to kasher to pirate, or you want to kasher milk into fleishik or fleishik and milk before we have minna not to. So what's the status of this? So, mashmos of the shach kan, and there's one acronym reason in the pre-chadash, according to Rav Yehuda Eiger here. Yisur b'cholav. He says, no, meat is yisur b'cholav, which is a very difficult thing to understand Yisra. Why should meat be Yisra Bala? After all, it has no lucky Yisra on it whatsoever until you mix it with milk. Rav Chadash wrote that Basar or Chalav is Yisra Bala because Shmolav, it's already meat. What? Yeah, and then he has to be Chalav doing not bar not. Now he has to say not bar not is a different concept than Hetera Bala by Kashering. And just coincidence that they look similar. Correct, he has to say they have nothing to do with each other. Which we'll say most of our men don't have to say anyway. But it's just very strange to be says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but Mechilas Kol Torasso, whenever someone said Mechilas Kol Torasso, you know, he's not going to say Mechilas Kol Torasso, I think a little differently. Mechilas Kol Torasso, you're totally wrong. Right? Lodok, it can't be, because it's against the Rashba, and there he says exactly what Noam Shapiro said. He said, after all, and not by not, we know that it's called Hetera Bala, we don't see Shmuel Love, etc. And this doesn't make any sense. The Rove Poskin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, and the Shach in other places say it's called Hetera Bala. And we pass it like Rove Poskin. Oh, the Shach here sounds against it. Yeah, the Shach elsewhere is Soser himself. So, it's Tema, because the Shach's not supposed to just make stupid mistakes. That's not his dera. He's not careless. So it's a Tema, what the Shach meant here. But the mice, so we possibly against what it sounds like for the Shach here. We possibly add meat or milk to the Tirabola, just because it's such an obvious logic that it's a Tirabola, in which case, keep in mind, frying pan, or even a baking tray, or even a barbecue grill. Anything of meat or milk, even if used for frying, baking, roasting, what have you, can be kosher to a bala. It's a good thing to know. Right? So if someone has a baking tray that they bake milchik on, and they want to make it pirate, they can kosher to a bala. Even though it's used for baking.
That's a kula because it's just there.
Yes. Again, it's the pre-chadash and the shach in this one place, which is the tema, and again, from other places. Right, like in the Kuzkes and Simon Sadi Gimel, for example. So, therefore, when it halach l'maisa, when it comes to a machavas or
this mean? Whether a frying pan or a baking tray or a grill, etc. I don't know why you'd want to cost your grill for inflation, but theoretically if you did, Hagala, from meat to milk, or meat to pyra, from milk to pyra, again, not if it's bolet basar bichalav, then it's surbal. Bolet basar ochalav, then this is good enough. Yes?
If the rule is kind of call that if the shot's ever so himself, we can't just let it sit and we have to figure out what he's saying to the shot. Is it possible later or something?
Yes!
Go share against the
Mechassim.
Yeah, it's a, but I just don't know what to say here. You're right. I just don't have anything on my sleeve. Okay, you sign. Try it for homework. Figure it out.
So we should let you this about 6 then.
It doesn't work that way. Okay. So much for Sif Dalit. Let's go to Sif Hey. Yeah, let me get a chance. What if a clean needs to be one? Like, for example, it was a baking pan that was used to bake treif. Also, the shtamish bo b'chamen afil shloish de'eish. And you did not go. This is a machlokes in Tosfos, including the test and other places. Interesting question. What if I have a, what's a good example? It's like a funny example. Doesn't really come up a ton. Yeah, you have to be creative to come up with examples of this, right? Let's say I have a spit, right? A skewer. A treif. They use this to roast treif meat. It needs meat on it. And I only did my goal to it. Can I now use it to stir my soup? So one star might be, this is the machlokas in Tosos. You look at Tosos in Kulin. There are 2 days about this. But we pass it one way. There are 2 days about this in Tosos. One second. Yeah. Says the Rabbi Tam. Kol ma shesofo lifteli de rochen pole ba'gol rishona. But Tosa says ve'in zediyuk. Okay, it's not clear who's talking here. But the Rabbi Tam says, no. Let's say I already did hag'olah to the skewer. It's not kashrut yet. But whatever could come out through hot water already came out through hot water. So if I now stir my soup, nothing will come out. And Tosa rejects that. Stam Tosos rejects that and says, not true. If I do a dollar or something in Liban, even if I put in hot water, the treif will come out. Like, you don't say smart. Whatever could come out in hot water already came out. And that's how we pass it. Hey, don't play it. Sorry, Liban also the Shabbat of Chaman, I feel Shalom, al yaday, ha-nash. Right? So, if I can be a little bold against the Rabbi Tam, Hig El Kli Hatsarich Liban says Rabbeinu Tam Ma She Yachol Lotzeis Al Yidei Chamin Kvar Yotza. So you're allowed to use it with hot water because whatever cooked out throughout water, it was kasher for the purpose of hot water, right? Therefore, Mutter Meshtamesh Bo Al Yidei Chamin through hot water. It says the other Rishonim from all we shall disagree, says no. The Pelia Yatza Ma'at, the Nishar Ma'at. A little stayed in, a little came out, but Aser Nishtamish Bo Afilo Al Yedei Chamin Ki Yetze Old Ma'at. A little more Pelia will come out. We pass in like the other Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam. That is the Mechaber here. Okay, and that's pretty open and shut. So what is controversial? Says the Rabbi, remember this Rabbi, we saw it in Sadi Aleph. But you're allowed to use a treif kli, and here he doesn't mean only if it was needed to be when he did Hagolah. He means any unkashered kli. You could use a treif kli for cold food, because obviously no kli is not having cold. Right? A filach at kila, you have dachem shifts of hatim, as long as you scrub it well, as long as it's clean. Even a cleaver needs leave when you can use your bowl, pulse game, after, remember we had this restriction, der harai, right? Only der harai on an occasional basis in special circumstances. Don't you base on come like you're staying at a guy's house. Oh, but the evet, but the evet mean not the evet. Shach said means you're stuck. The evet doesn't mean you're going to use it. It means if you're stuck, you can use it. Avalam rosh l'shach was kedma, but if you want to use a mikvias, yesh machmir v'om remit. That means it passes this way. Okay, remember that, right? A kli that's traced in kasher, you can use baharai for cold, because kli is recommended cold, but you can't use a big kliyas for cold. Zera, but if you use a big kliyas, you might use it hot. Okay, that is accepted. There's a big discussion here. What about using it for a dovacharif, for vinegar? That's a big machlokas in the Shach and the Taz here. whether you're allowed to use it for vinegar if you didn't kasher it. The Taz is mako. The Taz is mako, so kind of vav. That as long as you wash it out, you can use it for vinegar to perkarith, but we pass like the Shach, that's not true. To the Dabrat Karith, we'll take out the Bliya even in cold. So when we say you can use it for cold, that means for cold that's not hard, not just sort of vinegar, because soaking in vinegar takes out the leos. Okay, continuing the Rambah. Here's an interesting chumra. Even all year long, right? Not only chumra to Pesach. Let's say the kli is only used for cold, the kiddush cup. Right? I don't know if you have kiddush cups. But let's assume they do. It's called kiddush. What? Okay.
We pond them like chips.
Okay. So let's say that a kiddush cup. So they only put cold wine in it. But sometimes you put hot wine in it. Sometimes you heat the wine. Again, now there's no use hot wine. The old days used to be thick. What's a better example? Let's say you have a drinking cup. Beer mug. You're only supposed to put cold beer. But maybe sometimes you put hot things in there. You never know. Yeah, put some hot soup in there. You never know, maybe they'll put hot soup in the beer mug. It's not the standard use, but they could. So what if something only used for cold, but you never know, maybe they put it hot. What's the deal? Says Ramah, a big kumra. The minute is the kash or something, just because, who knows, they might have put it hot. Meaning, take away the whole kumra of things used for cold. We kash for everything, so you never know, they might have put it hot. I mean, unless you like, we're there, it's still happens. It's not what it says in the Gemara. Where it's in the Mishnah, it says things are usually cold, you don't need to kasher. Okay, we have a minhag to be machmir and say that it might have been used for hot. It says maybe that only meant if you know it was never used for hot. If it might, we're close if you might have. And therefore, he says, even if you buy pantries and tables and counters, etc., we're in the minhags that do hagalah, maybe they spilled hot soup or something on it. Okay, but this minhag, give me a second, daf l'chachilo. Only l'chachilo we have a minhag to be choshesh for non-standard usage. Aval b'di'eved, in loch shechol zeh, b'di'eved, you don't have to worry about this. L'chachilo, we kasher everything, so we're worried about non-standard usage. But b'di'eved, we don't worry about it. And therefore, v'cherish and shamsho b'tzoneh, me'achar di efshar b'agolah, v'cher di'eved, v'sakli m'rik v'shtipa, heitei, what's the example of b'di'evet? B'di'evet means if you're stuck. Let's say you buy clay charis from a guy that you think was only used for cold. Right? You buy clay charis from a guy that you think was only used for cold. But you never know, he might have put hot. So what do you say? He might have used it for hot, but hagala doesn't help for clay charis. Right? So you're stuck. If you want to be machmir, then can't use it at all. So then we say, the only chomer l'chachila if you can. If you buy some metal, l'chachila kasher just in case he put in hot. If you buy some wood, l'chachila kasher just in case he put in hot. Right? The Shach says, by the way, heavy kasher counters and tables with e-word, like pouring boiling water. I'll put them in the pot, that would be possible. Okay, we'll get to that. That would be controversial. But if there's no option of Hagolah, like the Tlicheres, then we don't have this chomer. This chomer is only for the Efsher. For the low Efsher, we're not machmir, and we say, Minasam, he didn't put in hot. Okay, the Shach has a side question here. He says, if you look at Hilchos Yayin Nesef, we say that if you put wine in the Tlicheres, it will land even in cold. So how can this chomer make sense? And okay, he gives an okay to the other pudding. The other okay does, they all work it out. I got the last line given, I'll take that, sorry. Then he says, Ticheres, we're not choshish. We say, well, since Hagel is not an option, this stomach he didn't use it for Han, we don't have choshish. Therefore, it's totally much if you can put vinegar in it. Machlok Shach and Taz was, what if we know something that's used for Han, can you put vinegar in it? After the Taz says, yes. And the Shach said, no. Right? So the question would be, then Ramah says, Sof, if hey, what did he say? If the kli was not used for hat, then motor lasen bo chometz. Right? The question is, if the kli was used for hat, can you put chometz ba'arai? That's where the Taz said yes, and the Shach said no, and we hold, like the Shach, that this kula of the Rama was only talking something which really was not used for hot. Just should we suspect weird things? Right, so don't suspect weird things. If something was used for hot, then you put cold in it by rye, but not vinegar, cold vinegar in it by rye, because cold vinegar takes out the bleach because it's hard. Okay, but you get the principle here. Anything that's used only for cold, if it could have been used for hot, even unlikely, the rechila we do not know if possible. And if it's not possible, then we don't worry about it then.
So on this cover of the Rama, is this, if you're, even if you're using only pipe, it's used for cold, or this is only for
I mean, you combine two chumras, as it were. Right? If you're only going to use for cold bekeha, do you still have to worry that it was once used for hot and have a double chumra? Maybe it's once used for hot? And if you use a bekeha, that's a good question. From the Mahalach of the Ramah, like the flow of the Ramah, it sounds like we're still machmir. Because he said, don't use it for kevah with cold. And then he says, even things used for cold, kashlim, they might be used with hot. And it sounds like he even used the kevah for cold. So I think that, and that's the Shach also says in your base. Behind the Shach will be kevah. Yeah, so for Furish, even to use for Keva and with cold, if it, you're close, it might be once been used with hat, you have to do Hagala. The answer to your question is Asr. Meaning, Bechumra. Okay, Ben.
Do Kli, this Kli is like China or Tarek's changing, maybe our Makel here, and maybe the Kli is not.
No, meaning, let's say you have our china, which is glazed terrace. If it was used for hot, then you just can't use it. If it's used for the tray, you can't pass it. If you think it was only used for cold, just you never know, then that's the cloud of cooler I must. Tugala won't help. You don't have to be macher, and you can assume it's much.
Let's say you know it's hot, and you can use it.
If you know it's hot, then you're stuck.
Even with the glaze?
Yes, the glaze doesn't help. That's going to be first, and then we should have ruined the tough enough. Like, sip of hay or something. But we'll get to it. That'll be first in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see where. No, I mean B'derech Kedah. B'derech Arai, we were making, I discussed this in Sadiq Aleph, I was even though not everyone was. Okay, Sif Vav. Kli Matos. Okay, we don't have a lot left to the simon, just two sikhim. We can't really sink our sip love is complicated. So I'm at the point starting at 5:00. We will pick up Eretz Hashem on Tuesday. On Tuesday we'll finish the Kaf Aleph, and I'm gonna try, I hope you're ahead of me. Whether or not, I'm going to try to speed as fast as I can through the Kufkaf base, because you know, we have a lot to do. So I'm going to finish Kufkaf Aleph on Tuesday, that I'm sure that I can, and try to speed through as much of Kufkaf base as I can. So if you're ahead of me, you can go through Kufkaf base. And if not, then we'll just speed through it. So to be continued, we're going to Tuesday. And Yomi, you'll get the last word. Oh, I had a great case I'm telling you about. This we already got. But first, can I tell you about my case first?
Please.
This is so geschmack. It was amazingly geschmack. It was was a little less geschmack, so it was just that it wasn't Mahadrin or something, but still, conceptually, it's still not geschmack, right? Like, it's boring to say, you know. So someone called me Friday afternoon, said, this is classic, every single kashrus shi'ah is smart this way. My wife bought 2 packages of cheese, and it said Mahadrin, and then afterwards you realize that the second one wasn't Mahadrin, right? And like, they look the same, everyone... All mistakes in kashrus in Israel happen when you buy 2 packages of the same thing, and you look at one of them very carefully, and you assume the other one is the same, and it's not really. It's a lesson to all of us. But my wife is a designer for shalashudas, this guy says, and she used the whole first package of cheese. It was actually a fake cheese, but it liked the cheese product, whatever, doesn't matter. And then she had some holes in it, so she opened up the other one, and filled in the holes from the second package, and then realized that the second package was not Mahadrin, it was Kalabakum. And she can't figure out, like, they all look the same. It was talking the same brand, just like one Mahadrin, one not Mahadrin, so it looks exactly the same. She doesn't know which pieces are Mahadrin, which pieces aren't. So what do you do with this?
That's not great.
I know, but he says, but we're mocking on it. Okay? So I know if you'd be boring, you would say, so don't be mocking. But that's like a schmuck, is it? So I said, no, much more geschmack. He didn't cook it yet. He didn't cook it yet. So I said, hold on. You have a mixture of dry little pieces of cheese. Yeah, that's how it's yavish b'yavish b'mimino. Yavish b'yavish b'mimino is buffalo roll. He says, pasha, he had maybe even 60, 50, 40, you know, much more, because he only filled in with the non-Mahadrin patches. So he says, you have tarulves of yavish b'yavish b'mimino. It's buffalo roll. You can eat it all right now. The only problem is when you cook it, that's the focus Rosh and Rashba. According to the Rosh, you can still eat when you cook it. But according to the Rashba, once you cook it, now it's already a problem if you don't have shishin connect, though. And he didn't have more cheese to add. It's hard to tell what
cheese is a lot.
What?
No,
that's in terms of how much say it. But once you cook it, it all melts together, right? It all becomes one piece.
It was not a lot. It's like a dozen,
no? No, because the top spreads, because it all becomes one piece.
It really spreads. The top
Even in sweet, the top spreads.
Different
no, but they all become one layer of cheese.
I don't think so.
I said, hold on. Here we this machlok is Rosh and Rashba. And the Rosh says that it's butter even after you cook it. So it's ready to bottle the ocean, it's not butter in air. And so we pass the Rama, pass like the Rosh Bob of Hessen Maruba. Said, here it's, I don't know if it's after where he says that, but they won't be able to eat for this. Okay. But there's a prima gadim. Who says in the Hakdama and the Psicha that whenever it's in the Mutter Bakma Hefsa Maruba, it's also Mutter if you have other good stuff in Mahakal. And there's no Hefsa Maruba. So another time, Mahakal is as good as Hefsa Maruba. So I said over here, even if you want to be Mahakal, you can't deny that there's sudden Mahakal on the non Mahakal cheese, right? It's not Treif. There's certainly strong sudden Mahakal. So in the strong sudden Mahakal, then you can rely on the Rosh that even if you cook it, it's still bottle the road, yavish be yavish, and it's tetra gummer, you don't have to worry at all, don't be hostess at all, no reason to be mocked.
That means that your uncle case for yavish be yavish.
What?
You don't need your uncle case now for
yavish. Yeah, that's a great case. Isn't that? No, that was for Minbish Tatum. Yeah, anyway, it's just a schmuck that you got a modest case of the Russian Rosh, but I got a Shiloh Friday afternoon. I'm so excited. Again, I really could have said that I think that you don't need Chol Yisrael in the first place, that it's perfectly mukher, it's just a homework yamas, so don't worry about it once you're stuck at all. But that wouldn't have been the shock. And also, maybe this fellow is a little more, you know. So I said, even if you're mamish machbid of Chol Yisrael, but you're still a bit there, it's still a hakam. So, yeah, there's still some hakam. Let's mention the fact that over here, he might even have 60 times as much of the Mahadrin cheese as not Mahadrin cheese. So if you have a suffix shishim, maybe that's the start with the Rosh. Not to mention the fact that, okay, kids are, I thought it was very geschmack. Now, no, I tell that
it's Rosh. I think it's Rosh.
He didn't have it. Correct, but it didn't have it. Yes, but he didn't have it.
He called it anti-perfume bottles. We bought an anti-perfume bottle. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is.